Hello and welcome to Yes Indeed Pod, a podcast about indie tabletop role-playing games where I interview creators about their games, their inspirations, and their theory, process, and practice of game design. My name is Mark Shepherd, a game design enthusiast, role-playing game editor, indie hustler slash promoter, and now apparently also an interview podcaster. Today, I'm going to tell you a little about Yes Indeed and what you can expect if you keep listening. Every 2 weeks, I'll be interviewing someone in the indie tabletop role-playing game design space. We'll talk about their current game projects, complete or otherwise, as well as their inspirations and creative process. We might get time for a chat about some other industry topic, or about something else entirely. I'm going to keep the length down to about 30 minutes, so it'll be short and hopefully sweet. This podcast is neither a review show nor an actual play show. It's about game design and the creative process. Why is that? It's because I make games, and I think game design is hella cool. I don't reckon that I'm particularly good at it, but like all the best art forms, I believe that you get better at game design with practice, research, and with emulating the works of your idols. Nobody is born good at game design. It's something you have to learn from others in order to improve. So this podcast is my chance, and your chance, to do just that. To listen to what designers think and do, and to take something away from that. Even if you don't design games, learning about the fundamentals of game design will help you to understand, play, and run games better. By hearing theory straight from the horse's mouth, you get clarity as to why specific design decisions have been made. In turn, you can translate that vision to other people who you play with. And that's something that should enrich everyone's play experience. And on top of that, maybe, just maybe, you'll get inspired to make that game that you've been thinking of for years. There's an elephant in the room that I want to address. Who or what do I mean by, quote, indie game designers, unquote? Here goes my most spicy of all takes. If you think that you're indie, then I think that you're indie. I am not into gatekeeper thinking on any issue. And who gets to call themselves indie is issue zero. So whether you're writing lyric games and making 20p a month, or running Kickstarter campaigns for 5th edition settings that pull in thousands of dollars, if you call yourself indie, then I say, that counts. Why just indie? Why not all role-playing games? Because I have always been drawn to the edges. Since I was a kid, I preferred the underdog in absolutely everything. Music, films, books, tabletop role-playing games, whatever. So when I started playing games, it was natural that I was attracted to the indie scene. And when I started writing games, it wasn't the mainstream that I was writing for, but the indie scene. But guess what? Being indie is hard. You have to do all your own hustle. I am constantly promoting myself and others through as many channels as I can. And it's tough as all heck. Someone once told me that today's indie RPG scene is like the Seattle grunge scene in the early 90s. There's a lot of hype, and maybe even a few real stars, but for the most part, it's just people holed up in their garages being creative. Just like grunge needed MTV to get the word out about your cousin's cool band, indie RPGs need hustlers, streamers, and podcasters to shout about their games to the four winds. People, I love podcasts. I probably spend 5 or 6 hours every day listening to them. Whilst I enjoy a lot of formats, my favourites are definitely one-to-ones, where two people share ideas and creativity, riffing off of one another. Like the best talk radio, it's intimate, interesting, and enticing. Specific shows that have influenced what I want to do here are the Actual Play podcast's Party of One, and the two-player episodes of She's a Super Geek, as well as conversation pieces like You Should Write a Song About That, and Molly Woodstock's Gender Reveal. To me, podcasting is at its very best when it's just two people, sharing ideas, energy, and creativity. And that's exactly what I want to emulate here. So folks, that's where I'm coming from. All I want to do with this podcast is to talk to creative people about their process, and for them, and me, to wax lyrical about their outlandishly awesome games. Thank you for indulging me on this little ramble. Next week we'll get into it properly with an interview from my friend and co-conspirator Federico Sones, an Argentinian game designer living in London. He's the creator of Araucana Media, as well as being a member of the San Gennaro Co-op, and working full-time at Modifius Entertainment. His latest game is Nibiru, a sci-fi game of lost memories, and it's getting a lot of attention and some fantastic reviews. To boot, it's also selling like hotcakes. Drop by to hear more on Nibiru and the rest of our chat this time next week. If you enjoy Yes Indeed Pod, please subscribe wherever you find your podcasts, and of course reach out to me through Twitter at IamPhophos, that's IamPhophos. I'd love dearly to hear from you. Lastly, some music credits. All music is from BitQuest by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com and filmmusic.io. Thanks, Kevin. Until next time, remember, does indie need you? Yes, indeed.